President John Mahama has urged graduating officers of the Ghana Armed Forces to exhibit a high sense of leadership as society will demand it. According to him, the tenets of the profession demands nothing short of that. President Mahama was reviewing the graduation parade of 107 commissioned officers at the Ghana Military Academy at Teshi in Accra. The Sword of Honor was awarded to the best all-round officer cadet, Gideon Ampoma.
I'm glad to note that the high standard of military discipline and pride, which manifests through the explicit drill, is being maintained year after year. I wish to congratulate the graduates and their drill instructors for the efforts invested in getting this parade to such a wonderful standard. With the high resources and efforts invested in your training, your nation demands a high sense of responsibility from you. You march up this square to begin a life of selfless devotion to duty and endless sacrifice. Many people believe that to be an officer is to relax, issue instructions, and watch others execute them. Your country and the men and women you command will demand leadership from you, whether in peacetime or in times of war, and during challenges or crisis. I therefore urge you never to forget the tenets of your honor code, which the Ghana Military Academy has adopted to promote good leadership and patriotism amongst you, which states that, and I quote, "The safety, honor, and welfare of your country comes first, always and every time. The honor, welfare, and comfort of the men you command comes next. Your own ease, comfort, and safety comes last, always and every time." Quotation marks closed.
President Mahama said the security threat of modern times are not for fighting conventional warfares with the army of other states. He said they should therefore heighten their sense of wisdom and innovation to match up to the new security threats.
"You must strive to conduct your duties as leaders professionally, selflessly, and with a sense of patriotism and nationalism. Our world is currently faced with new security challenges that require of you a heightened sense of wisdom and innovation. The security threats of today are not from fighting conventional warfare with the armies of other nations. The security threats of today are from new non-state actors who have access to sophisticated military ordnance and are motivated either by religious extremism or some other ideological commitment. This could result in hostage standoffs, in abductions, in the use of terror, including suicide bombings and other such situations. In our sub-region today, we face a threatening situation in the Sahelian areas. Unrest in North Africa following the Arab Spring has made it possible for extremist insurgents in this area to lay hands on sophisticated weapons with which they are threatening to destabilize sister nations in our sub-region. While our own local threat level is not high, we need to keep a heightened sense of vigilance and alertness at all times for any eventuality. We must also act in solidarity with other members of ECOWAS to confront and defeat these insurgents. And this is why we have troops in Mali under the UN operation currently ongoing there."
The president described the Ebola disease as crafty, which must not be taken for granted. He challenged the Ghana Armed Forces to complement government's efforts by playing their role in preventing its outbreak in the country.
"In today's world, the threats we face are not only from an enemy bearing arms. We currently are confronted with a major public health challenge which has the potential to annihilate all our people in the West African sub-region if we do not contain it early enough. I'm talking about the current Ebola outbreak that is killing thousands of our brothers and sisters in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. I'm sure you have seen your compatriots in these countries mobilize in the fight fight against Ebola. The military in these countries have been mobilized to man quarantine zones and to protect treatment centers. The international community is currently upscaling its response to the crisis, and it is my hope that in solidarity we can beat this dreadful disease. Ghana has joined the rest of the world in providing assistance to the affected countries. We have not only offered a staging base for the UN and the US to conduct operations into the Ebola affected areas, but we have also, as a part of our widow's mite, provided about 100 tons of humanitarian relief assistance to the three affected countries. This humanitarian package comprises cocoa and milk, cocoa products, vegetable cooking oil, and rice, all made in Ghana. I'd like to commend the show of solidarity by the government and people of Nigeria for providing us with the C-130 transport aircraft that was required for this massive airlift of the humanitarian assistance. The Almighty God has been good to us and so far spared us from any incident of Ebola here in Ghana. But we cannot take this for granted. I urge you, the armed forces, to take your role as a part of the national response team with all the seriousness it deserves. While we have kept preparing for any eventuality, you can never say you are 100% prepared, as experience has shown lately in the United States and in Spain, that have even more developed public health systems than we have. The Ebola disease is a crafty enemy and must never ever be underestimated.
President John Mahama.